مرحبا بك يا أخانا عبد الله بن عبد الرحيم، حفظك الله المالديفي بارك الله فيك. My dear brother from Maldives, you're asking about قول الله تعالى إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي. I think you know the famous statement and أثر في صحيح البخاري، علقه البخاري بصيغة الجزم. البخاري رحمه الله تعالى أيش حديث معلق ميز دزن هاف سند صحيح البخاري، but to this statement to أبو العالية الرياحي one of the great تابعين. But it's authentic for Al-Bukhari, even though he didn't mention the sanad of it. We call it a statement that is mu'allaq without sanad in Sahih Al-Bukhari. Abu Al-Ali, rahimahullah ta'ala, was named Rufi' ibn Mihran, Rufi' ibn Mihran, Al-Hafiz, among the great tabi'in. He's considered as one of the tabi'in that he was alive in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he didn't meet him. He mixed with a lot of companions, and he's among the big mufassirin, and at the same time, a big reciter for the Qur'an. He met Umar bin Khattab and other companions. So they ask him about this ayah. فقال أبو العالي رحمه الله تعالى الصلاة من الله تعالى الرحمة والصلاة من الملائكة الدعاء. The salah from Allah Ta'ala is give him the rahmah. Give him the rahmah. نعم, even Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم need the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Like that hadith Aisha, when the Prophet ﷺ said, no one will enter the paradise with his deeds, because of his deeds only. They said, Ya Rasulullah, even you. He said, even me, except if Allah, unless if Allah Jalla wa'ala put, accepted because of his mercy. Means all of us, when we enter the paradise, we enter the paradise, bi-idhnillah, because of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, not because you are smart and you are hard worker, whatever. This only means to deserve the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. In the end, you need his mercy, Jalla wa'ala. So you be in forgiveness and you enter the paradise. Same thing, Ya Ahwani Fillah, he said, رحمه الله تعالى, والصلاة من الملائكة الدعاء. الدعاء means the دعاء, they give دعاء to Allah تعالى to accept your deeds, accept you and reward you and forgive your sin. هذا أثر مشهور, a very famous أثر for the tafsir of this ayah in Sahih Bukhari. ومنها كذلك الأثر المشهور عن سفيان الثوري وجماعة. A very famous statement for أثر سفيان الثوري رحمه الله تعالى than others. He said سفيان رحمه الله تعالى الصلاة من الله تعالى الدعاء الصلاة من الله تعالى الرحمة. Same like the أثر of أبو العالية. Then he said والصلاة من الملائكة الاستغفار. Istighfar, when they ask forgiveness to you. So it's actually included the meaning of أبو العالية, but it's more details. So in this ayah, it's like if Allah Azza wa Jalla said to us, all believers, Allah Jalla wa Ala, He put salat to Muhammad, He given salat to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means His mercy to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the malaika, they ask Allah Ta'ala to give him that mercy, and to do istighfar for him. What about you believers? You must follow the path of Allah Jalla wa Ala and the malaika, when giving salat to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the meaning. That's why you must understand doing salah for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is helping yourself. When we do salah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we ask Allah jalla wa'ala to accept him and to give him the shafa'ah and to give him what he promised him. Because whatever Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be gift is for sake of our benefits. The shafa'ah, drinking from the hawl, enter the paradise through the mercy of Allah ta'ala, because of the mercy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the mercy of Allah ta'ala. Yes, that means when Allah Jalla wa'ala accept from him to do the shafa'ah for us out of mercy. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also give dua to Allah out of mercy to his ummah. And to the end, that's why salah ala al-Nabi includes a lot of khair and benefits and ma'ani for sake of our own benefits. Mafhum. Fa'idah, if you do salah ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be sure you combine the word of taslim in it. Taslim. We have lots of people, they do the word of salah without taslim. It's a mistake, it's not complete. When you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, and you stop here. With the word of taslim. Taslim is a main, one of the main criteria inside the salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it's the order of Allah ta'ala. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. We need this taslim. So when you say the word of salam, it means you follow the complete salah and you're doing the complete salah. That's like how Allah al commune in the Quran to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you decrease it from the taslim, your salah is incomplete.